So the Akashic records are composed of the individual records of every soul from the time it leaves its point of origin until its return. At the time we make the decision to experience life as an individual entity, a field of energy was created to record our every thought, word, emotion, and action in a loving and neutral way. So this field of energy is the Akashic Records. Akasha, because it is the primordial substance from which all things are formed. And records, because it's an objective recording of all life experience. So the Akashic Records have also been referred to as the Hall of Records, a spiritual library, a universal supercomputer, and even the mind of God. Every passing moment leaves an imprint on this fabric of time and space, and it's actually a holographic energy field. So everybody knows what holographic means, right? So within the whole is within all the parts. So it's a holographic energy field that is a blueprint of the soul. And this blueprint can be manifested in all different aspects of us. So our fingerprints, our iridology, our astrology, what else? Blood type. And even in our DNA. So when one opens their own records, or one opens another's records, and you all might feel this tonight, you may actually feel a shift. You may feel as if I have entered a space that is basically yours. It's sacred to you. But one cannot enter another's space without permission. And this becomes kind of an interesting thing. I'm not even sure where to go or how to talk about psychics, or where intuitives get information and from what level do they get it, especially without permission. So it becomes an interesting field that's being interacted with. Is it just the auric field, which has a level which often holds our wants and desires? So we need to be considerate of where one might be getting their information from, because I might be telling you what's on your mind and what you want and what you want to hear because of the level I'm reading at, versus going to a higher level. And it is said that the Akashic Records are working at a soul level, so it's not that they're not. Okay, they most definitely are. So their intention is always about providing the most helpful and the most hopeful information. And it's very interesting where the languaging is very different. You feel it, you know it, you hear it. It moves away from the you should or you need to. You know how we talk every day, oh, you have to see this. It wouldn't even be anywhere near there, right? That is the taking away of free will. You have to. Wow. Okay, I have no choice in this matter. I have to. It's like the astrology is our soul's choice. And in that holds lessons, opportunities for lessons. So to me, even doing astrology, even as good as you are, you're not getting that point of, well, what happens as a result of my free will, which is still strongly, it's the name, it's the game. It's the game player, it's the game changer, it's the game everything. And it's kind of like saying that two people break their legs skiing. One's got a, oh my gosh, that was silly, never gonna do that again. The other one's moping and groping and complaining. Same situation, two different choices in attitude and attention and focus. So it's going to that level to go, I'm willing to relinquish what I believe or perceive to be what should be and align with what it is that is intended at a soul level. Now, what do I need to know in order to create more financial stability? What lesson is there for me to get based on the situation I'm in right now financially? So there's ways of getting to the meat of the matter, if you will.
Language.
Absolutely. So, and it's also, and that becomes like a, you know, the art of asking questions. How do I ask the question in order to receive that which is going to provide me the most expansive insight in order to allow me to use my free will choice to create the outcome I'm looking to have? So going into our records is like one meeting oneself.